Okay, here we go. I just took my sunglasses off, so you know that the current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another thrilling outdoor episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Okay. Let's get it going. Hello, hello. My name is Tobe, and I am the chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee. And I am walking around outside today, illicitly, breaking the law. I'm out at Tranquility Park. I snuck in the back. The trails are closed, but here I am. I'm on a trail, and I'm walking up the hill. And it is only now that I'm realizing that this might not be the smartest idea. Oh no. But then again, I'm not the smartest of guys. I make unusual choices. I just wanted to come outside, because look, here's a butterfly. That's a prairie frit. I've seen a whole bunch of them recently. Had to come outside today because it is a glorious 21 degrees, and the temperature is probably climbing. It's very sunny. I don't see any clouds. Yeah, we had a snowstorm 2 days ago. Anyway, here I am walking around in the park. And when I was driving over here, as I was driving through the apartment complex that I got to drive through to get out of my neighborhood, A hawk flew over me. He had something in his mouth, some flesh. And that's the second time I've had a hawk fly over me in that neighborhood. And when I say he flew over me, I mean he flew like right over the hood of my car. Like just 2 or 3 meters ahead of me at eye level. It was amazing. So that was fun. And yeah, so I'm out here wearing my short sleeve shirt, my lightest weight short sleeve shirt that I own. I got the short pants on, I got my short socks on, plus I'm wearing shoes. And I'm slowly working my way up this hill. Here's another prairie frit. Oh. Could this be real spring, or is this just another false spring? I'm concerned because I can feel it. I can feel the sun. It's trying to roast me up. It's trying to get fierce on me. Okay, we'll just see how long I can go. Because I need to not get sick. The big show is tomorrow that I'm really trying to concentrate on, but I don't know, I'm having this weird anxiety. Why is this happening? I don't know. But it's more, the weird anxiety I'm having is more of, oh, I hope I don't forget a thing, right? Here's another prairie frit. Okay, we have 3 butterflies so far. I saw a bunch of those yesterday, too. So I got this show tomorrow, and it's kind of a pain because it's downtown, and they want me there at 5:15, so I got to drive against rush hour traffic. Yeah, and I'm worried about today because I'm walking around in the sun. My back is starting, my side is starting to do so. What is that, having a weird muscle thing? Oh, I do not want to overheat and get sick. That would be bad. Here's another prairie frit right up here. It goes zoom right by me. So I should probably take it easy today, he says, as he just continues walking up the path. And there's the old path. I kind of want to take the old path. No, Toad, this is not exploration day. That's how you make yourself sick. So I'm just going to keep walking. And another thing I'm going to do is I'm going to get my air conditioner ready. Because it's supposed to get hot. Oh, don't get me wrong. It's hot now. But it's going to be hot even for other people. Enough heat for other people to complain about it. That's how hot it's going to get. Which means I'm going to need the air conditioner. In March. Crazy. It smells very piney right here. Yes. Lots of terpenes in the air. Smells very delicioso. Yeah. Well, this makes sense because, look, we got pine trees, we got junipers. That's juniper, that's juniper, that's Jupiter, juniper. Yeah. And those terpenes that I'm smelling are leaning towards gin. Yeah, so I'm in kind of the evergreen zone. Here's another butterfly. I'm in the evergreen zone, walking amongst much juniper. And you can smell it. It smells good. You know what you never smell out here is sage. There's no sage growing out here. That was the one thing that I always kind of liked about being in the mountains. In Wyoming, in Colorado. It's just there's sage everywhere. You're walking around out in there and you just, that's all you smell. Well, plus other stuff, but it always smells really good. That's a smell that I haven't smelled in a long time. That's what I should do. That's what I should do. I should call my brother and my cousins and just say, yeah, meet me out at Vitavu on such and such a date at such and such a time. I haven't been out to Vitavu in forever. Vitavu is a big old park. Is it a state park? Is it a national park? I kind of want to say it's a national park. And Vitavu is a rock formation, a prehistoric rock formation that's not far from the Rocky Mountains. But what is that? Is that just a crow? What is that over there? There's a bird in the trees. I think it's a crow or a raven, somebody. Who's that ahead of me? I think that's another one. Who's that over there? A black squirrel. Anyway, the Vitavu rock formation is much earlier than the Rocky Mountains. And you can tell just by looking at it. Because you know how the Rocky Mountains are all sharp and pointy? Yeah, no. All the rocks in Vitavu are round. They're weathered down. They are just worn out. And it's just an awesome place. Okay, so we got a couple crows lurking about here. Where did that guy go? I thought he was over here. Maybe he left. I'm walking slow, trying to be careful, making sure I don't overheat. I like this little spot because all this is under canopy, but once we get up here, to the top of the hill. Yeah, suddenly we're back out into the sun. So, in an effort to play it safe, I'm going to turn around. What's going on up here at the top of the hill? Not much. Not a much. Looking around for dudes. Well, we got birds. And we got squirrels. I don't expect to see marmots up here. This is not the Mati zone. But, you know, you'd expect to see some deer or something up here. Mostly birds. Mostly birdly birds. And so I keep thinking about the show. This weird anxiety. And the weird anxiety that I'm having over the show is not really about the show. It's either, like I mentioned before, about forgetting something. Or... Wait, what's this? Nothing. That's a good old kill zone is what that was. Or, just totally lost my train of thought again. Oh, not really. I'm having weird anxiety about this show because... I'm going to sneak up this old path. There's a big old moss zone here. Lots of moss. The truth of the matter is, my anxiety stems from the show that's coming after that. The Kaite show. And that's not anxiety so much as it's just excitement. All the fun stuff I'm going to do. All the cool things. I can finally also do a really long form sort of concert. I can play for more than half an hour. I could potentially, well, nominally, if everybody else I'm playing with plays for an hour, and they won't, I'll be playing from 11 until midnight. It's more likely that the three people that I'm playing with will only be able to do about, you know, maybe 2 hours. And so I'll be going from 10 o'clock until midnight, or potentially even earlier than that. And if for some reason the bar gets busy, then I'm going even longer than that. I could potentially be playing from 10 until 2 a.m. Yeah, and it's not a techno slot. I'm walking up the old path. It's kind of difficult. Where does this come out? It comes... Ooh, look under this tree. What is this? You know, I just got done saying that this is not a marmot zone. But that looks a hell of a lot like an old marmot hole. Or, even more likely, a foxhole. Alright, yeah, so this loops around and this goes back up to the top of the hill, this path. And instead of walking into the sun, I'm going to turn around. Stay cool today. So yeah, I've been thinking about all this cool stuff that I'm going to do for... the Kaite show. I keep wanting to say Kaite. Oh no, I am not doing a Kaite show. I'm doing a Kaite show. And I'm trying to keep it small, but I keep wanting to... Here's another prairie flit. Hi, Mr. Butterfly. I keep wanting to add more stuff because I keep thinking, well, if I gotta play for 10 hours, I'm gonna need to take my Blue Emu, my wind controller, I gotta take all my synths. That's gonna take 2 trips. No, we don't need to take all the damn synths. So, you know, I've been thinking about that kind of stuff. And then there's merch. But there's nowhere to put out merch. There's no space for a merch table at Kaite. And so the only merch I'll be selling is, you know, paper fortunes. And I don't know. If I can come up with something before then. What I really needed to come up with is a little fanzine. And it really wouldn't take all that much effort. Why am I... You know, that's something I used to love to do when I was younger, make fanzines. But now that I'm really good at it and have all the access to all the good equipment and know what I'm doing, here's another butterfly. Suddenly I'm not interested anymore. Weird, isn't it? Yeah, it is. What was that sound? That was an odd little sound I heard. Yeah. So, yeah, the other big consideration for Kaite is, should I try to take some tea? Now, the problem is I only have one teapot. I don't think they have any teacups at Kaite. But, yeah, doodly. I need to find that paper towel. There we go. So I really want to make tea available, because I need to drink something. And if I'm drinking the good stuff, other people might as well be drinking the good stuff too. Right? And we could sell cups of tea for a dollar and the bar could keep that money. I don't care. Would there be lots of people coming in there to drink tea? Well, probably not. And if the weather is in any indication... Yeah, it's supposed to hit 90 on Saturday. And the show's in a week. Is it gonna continue to be ridiculously hot in April? Guess we're gonna find out. All right, I'm back into this little sun zone. And I don't really like it. I do not like it much. And to be perfectly honest, I'm starting to feel it. I don't like it. And I just want to run back down to the car and don't run. I want to escape the heat and run. No, that just makes you hotter, Tobe. So we're not going to do that. I hear construction equipment and large trucks moving around down in the park. Yeah, but anyway, as I was saying, I'm more excited for the Kaite show than tomorrow's show, but I am sort of weird that way. It'll be good. It'll be fun. And it's not necessarily am I having heat symptoms already? Yeah, it's time to get the hell out of here. This is bad. So, can I just cut across here? Yeah, I think I can. I'm gonna take a shortcut and truncate this S-bend. For safety. What was I saying? Yeah, it's not that I'm particularly excited about this Kaite show. It's just that if this goes well, you know, then there'll be a whole series. Here's another prairie frit. A whole series of these shows. All summer's gonna be, you know, Kaite summer. And that'll be great. Will it always be Thursdays? Who knows? I have a feeling that if you bring something a little bit calmer into that place, especially on the weekends when there's lots of people there, and the music isn't so damn loud that your teeth are rattling, I think that'll go over. Because that's the one sort of downside to Kaite, is that if you're there for just a little bit, it's a real intimate place. So if you're there for, you know, an intimate meetup with your friends or sex partners or whatever, you're not gonna do a lot of talking because it is so loud that it just is not funny. Ugh, speaking of not even funny, it is getting pretty damn hot out here. But I'm rapidly approaching the fence. The fence that's meant to keep me out of the rest of the park. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, are you going to run into the park and do some stuff? Yeah, no, I'm actually not, because I'm getting close to not feeling well. Which means we need to not do any more exertion. And it means that we need to turn on a synthesizer. Because I love synthesizers. Oh, and I just realized something else. Is this what we wanted to do today? It's fun. Wait. What's that sound? Why do I still hear birds? Turn down the bird sound effects. Give us some drums. That seems harsh. Oh yeah, it's all coming back to me. Yeah, we're not doing that. I remembered, I unplugged the thing from the thing. You know, remember that funny, strange, gronky growl that we had from the effects thingy? We're not doing that anymore. I unplugged that so that we could plug the bit collider into it instead. And can we still do that? This cable's a little short, but yeah, okay, here we go, and turn it on, and it's on. It's making sounds that are very soft, but I'm afraid to turn anything up because I know it's gonna just explode. No, we're gonna have to see, this is coming in on the right channel only, too, so that's sort of problematic, because okay, plan B. What happens if we take this, put it into here, and then we take this, and we plug that into here. Let's turn it down, just in case. No, that doesn't do us any good at all. Okay, so what if Instead, we do this.
We take this cable and we run it all the way over here to this other mixer in this other rack. And we plug this into here. And I guess that doesn't work. I'm not hearing. Oh, wait, you got to turn this up. There it is. Oh, weirdness. Yeah, okay, let's just make some crazy sounds now. I'm not even gonna touch the bit collider. I'm just gonna mess with the thing. This thing. The effects thingy. How does this even work? Nobody knows. This thing is preposterous. We got no gain on the input. Tweak that down. Because this is going to get hot fast. Like I said, I cannot figure this thing out. I don't understand how it works, why it exists, or what's it even for. So, it kind of makes some interesting sounds. You put weird stuff in and extra weird stuff comes out. That's cool too. That's an interesting sound. What does this knob do? And of course they had to be clever and name all of the parameters something non-standard, but very creative, but it doesn't help, and that's why you can't figure out how to use the damn thing. And so I'm just turning knobs. I have no idea what they do. And it's fun and spooky. I mean, you could run a single oscillator. You could run noise into this. Do I have any noise up here? I have no noise generator up here. That's kind of strange. But it's also very typically Taube. I should... Remind me to run some noise through this. This could be interesting. And why do I have no pitch control over any of this? Can we add any gain at all? Or is this just going to cause everything to blow up? Nobody knows. But this could possibly be a subject for further exploration on a future episode of The Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio.